Bloom's Delicatessen. Sam speaking. Oh, Mrs. Epstein, a pleasure. We got a piece of corned beef. You're going to kiss me. No, money to it, of course. A loaf of rye bread, the usual, Four pickles from the barrel. You are sending the golfer boy to pick it up? Fine, Mrs. Epstein. Thank you.
The mail's by the cash register, Sammy.
I got it, Mama. Mama? A notice of... I'll notice them. Mama!
I'm coming. So what's the yelling? We're on fire?
Reap, take the letter. Go ahead, take it. Huh? What's this kind of foolishness they're saying?
A little chance, Sammy, and I'll read.
Find me somebody who abides by the law better than Sam Bloom? What kind of...
Notice of condemnation.
Condemnation? Me? I held up a bank, maybe?
Sammy, the building they're tearing down.
Theater 5 presents Mr. Joseph Bulloff in You Can't Fight City Hall.
No, let me tell you this, Mama, no. This building nobody is staring down.
It says in the letter...
No, this is final, no. N-O, this is how you spell.
The property is condemned, the building will come down, it says.
Condemned? A building you condemn? Our building maybe picked somebody's pocket, maybe shot somebody?
No, Sammy. What it means, they condemn a building. It means they want to tear it down. They could put something else there.
I know. What do you think? I'm stupid, maybe? Oh.
Well, you said... Please. I wish you wouldn't walk up and down, Sammy. It makes me nervous.
Look who is nervous. They're tearing down my building and she's nervous.
So my building a little too, maybe, couldn't you say?
Yes, Mama, yes. I'm sorry. And David's too. They're tearing down my building over my dead body.
Please, Sammy.
Now listen to me. I was 20 years old and I was pushing... a bagel cart, and I was glad I got one to push. I was poor, but I knew I'm in a free country and I wouldn't have to stay poor. So I was saving my pennies. Holes I had in my shoes, but I was saving my pennies. And you want to know what for? You want to know?
Yes, Sammy.
I was saving to marry a nice, hard-working girl, pretty too, to have children. Well, one anyway. And I was going to invest it in a business, so I wouldn't have to push up and down Canal Street. Are you listening to me?
Yes, Sammy.
So here I am. I got a wife, I got a son, I got a fine delicatessen store. I got a nice flat with hot water over the store. I own the building free and clear. You hear what I say? Free and clear.
I hear you, Sammy.
In this country, you own a building free and clear. Who is going to take it away?
It says here the city of New York.
Ha!
You're pacing again.
Listen to me. All my life, I was working like a dog. I should have something to leave to my son, David. So I got a store and I got a home and a building free and clear. Are they going to take this away from me?
Sammy, David don't need it. He's a big lawyer over in Newark. He's a partner with his father-in-law in a big law firm. Levinson, Mansfield, and Bloom. His name even he's got in. He's a full partner.
A partner is a partner. But with Bloom's Delicatessen, one day he's going to be a sole proprietor.
The telephone, Sammy.
Somebody wants a herring. Hello. Bloom's Delicatessen. Who is speaking?
Is this Mr. Blum?
I am Mr. Bloom.
My name is Preston, Mr. Blum. Theodore Preston. I'm with the Department of Urban Improvement.
The department which?
Of Urban Improvement. The City Department of Urban Improvement. Did you receive our notice of condemnation?
Oh, so you are the one, eh?
I'd like to drop in sometime tomorrow and have a talk with you, if I may.
Well, now I'll tell you something, Mr. Preston it was?
Theodore Preston.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Mr. Theodore Preston. You drop in like you said, and I'll talk all right. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Are you Mr. Blum?
Yes, I'm Sam Blum.
Oh, my name is Preston, Theodore Preston.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Preston from the department, I wish you tear down everybody's building, eh? I got a couple of things I'd like to say, Mr. Preston.
Well, is anything wrong, Mr. Blum?
Yes, Mr. Preston. Anything is wrong, if you want to know. Nobody's tearing down my building. Mr. Preston is not tearing it down. The mayor is not. The governor is not. The president is nothing. You want to know why? Because the building is staying up.
I'm afraid you don't understand, Mr. Blum.
Now, what's to understand here? You want the building down. I want the building up. It's my building. So what's to understand?
But in the case of property condemnation, Mr.
Look,
Blum...
I got something to show you. A deed. You know what is a deed? Free and clear, Mr. Preston. Not a single penny is outstanding. And look, tax receipts. You thought maybe you could catch me. I didn't pay my taxes. Every penny. Take yourself a look.
I'm afraid you're missing the point, Mr. Blum. Your building has been condemned, and it must come down.
So? All right. I condemn City Hall. You're going to tear it down? Now, wait a moment. One moment. I'll get a paper and a ballpoint. I'll bring Mama along so she could be a witness. And I'm writing a notice of condemnation. City Hall is condemning me, so I'm condemning City Hall. For this, you got a quick answer.
Oh, right? That's silly, Mr. Blum, and you know it. Now, I am here to ask you what you consider a fair price for this property.
So now, who is silly? A man that ain't selling should put on a price.
You'll find that we can be just as stubborn as you.
All right, so we're going to make a pretty good fight.
Mr. Blum, you're an obstructionist.
I'm a what?
If you force us to take legal action, I tell you right now that...
Now you take action. You'll turn around and action yourself right out of my store and right off my property, and better you should make the action fast before I'm pushing a little.
Hello?
It's you, David?
Oh, hello, Mama. How are you?
Worse, I couldn't wish my bitterest enemy. It's a disaster, David.
What is, Mama? What's the matter?
The building. They're tearing it down. We're condemned.
They've condemned the property, Mama?
Your papa, if he's going to keep on like he's keeping, I couldn't promise you a... Well, I just couldn't promise.
Who are you talking to? You couldn't promise.
Mama?
It's only David, Sammy.
Hand me the phone. Hand me.
Mama?
No, it's Papa. David? Your mama told you we are condemned?
Yes, Papa, but I don't quite understand.
David, I want you to come home right away. We must talk it over. I need a lawyer.
Oh, sure, Papa, sure. I'll come right over. But, Papa, I'm afraid my firm doesn't handle this kind of case.
You'll come and you'll handle. A fortune you spent getting a lawyer in the family. And the first time you get a problem, he's too high and mighty to handle. I'm going out. Watch this store, Mama.
Where are you going?
I'm going over to Sol Stein's place.
The pawnbroker?
My friend.
For what? So mind your own store.
I'll maybe make a small purchase.
You'll purchase? Sammy?
Yes. I'm going to buy a gun. Now you know everything. Yes. A gun.
David, so mad you never in your life saw your papa before.
Oh, I've seen him pretty mad, Mama.
Even by the customers, he can't speak civil. Me, that's one thing. But the customers, Already once today he threw a man out of the store. And all you didn't hear yet. You want to hear all?
Yes, Mama.
A gun he's got.
Oh, now, Mama, come on. He wouldn't do anything
Warden,
as silly
Warden,
as...
Warden, go look in the cash drawer if you could get so close. Me, he won't let so close as 10 feet. I'm telling you, yesterday he went by Sol Stein's place. He bought a gun. In the cash drawer, he's keeping it.
All right, Mama, I'll go downstairs and have a talk with him. He just grunted at me when I passed him on the way in.
You're lucky. You should hear him when he stops grunting and starts talking. Oh, and David.
Yes, Mama.
Don't mention I told you about the gun. Already, it's like living with a bear.
So this is why you're coming to see me, David? You should take sides with the terror downers?
Papa, I'm not taking anybody's side.
Try once taking my side. See how it feels.
All I'm saying, Papa, is that this thing may not be the big disaster that you think it is.
No, don't tell me what is disaster.
Papa, don't you ever think about retiring? Do you want to stay here and work day and night until you drop? Now, Abel Schmidt's been down in Miami Beach almost 3 years, and he's not a day older than you are.
So, not only they are tearing down my building, now my own son sends me out of town. Oh. I shouldn't bother him anymore.
Papa, for heaven's sake, I'm just...
I shouldn't work until I drop. But it's okay if I die from hardened arteries, so long as I got a suntan.
Oh, if you won't listen to me, Papa, then what's the use?
Or maybe from drowning. Or a shark should eat me up, eh?
When you've finished, I'll talk.
So I finished.
Papa, the city doesn't want to cheat you. They'll give you a good price for your property. Probably more than you could ever get from anybody else. With what you've already saved and what they'd pay you, Papa, you could live like a king in Miami Beach.
Like a delicatessen man I'm living in my own neighborhood.
Listen, Papa, from what Abel Schmidt's wife writes to Mama, he's living like
now,
a king
Abel
in my...
Abel Schmidt! All of a sudden, everything is Abel Schmidt.
Oh, Papa.
About Abel Schmidt, I don't wish to hear.
All right, Papa. I'll go down to City Hall and see what I can do.
So, you're coming down from the high horse so far down so you could handle such a case as mine.
My firm isn't handling it, Papa, but I'll see what I can do myself.
Yeah. You're a good boy, David.
Thank you, Papa.
And if you get a chance while you are down by City Hall, punch in the nose that Preston fellow.
David, you're back.
So it's fixed up, everything, are they?
Well, Papa, they're not unreasonable down at City Hall.
Oh, no. Good, fine. So, tell.
Well, they realize what it means to be torn up by the roots. I mean to be pushed out of your home and your place of business and so on. They expect to pay for it.
Pay who? For what?
Papa, I've got them to add 20% to the price originally fixed for this property. 20%, Papa.
20% mm-hmm. of zero was zero when I went to school. I ain't selling the place, David.
You'll have to, Papa. There's nothing else you can do. Just nothing else at all. Papa.
Papa! I ain't selling!
I brought Mr. Preston with me, Papa. He's waiting out in the car.
So, for this I was paying pediatricians a fortune. For this, I was getting up in the middle of the night that you should have a glass of water.
Oh, Papa.
For this, I was putting back all the windows your baseball was breaking. I was paying when you ran into a car. I was sending you to a fancy lawyer's college. For this, you traitor.
Sam,
please, Papa, please. Look, it's City Hall, Papa. They're too big for us.
All right. Bring in the big City Hall. Bring in your Mr. Preston.
Why do you have to go by the cash register, Sammy?
From thieves, a man should protect what he's got left, if he's got something left. So, David, bring in your friend.
Come on in, Mr. Preston.
Sammy, I want you should promise me right now before Mr. Preston is inside, you wouldn't do anything foolish.
Foolish? I can't imagine what your mama is talking about. David!
It's all right, Mr. Preston.
Mr. Blum, I'm sorry we had trouble the first time I was here.
So, he's sorry.
I realize now that...
Now, don't come any closer, Mr. Preston.
The gun, David, the gun.
Every right I got. Now, you listen to me, Mr. Preston. And I wouldn't like you should talk back. First of all, I'm an American citizen, right? You don't have to answer. So this makes me a free man, right? This I'm hearing for years, an American citizen, a free man. I got rights, right? And one of these rights I got, I could fight for my own home. It's free and clear, I'm allowed. Did a pioneer have to apologize when he shot an Indian?
Please, Mr. Blum, put that thing away.
I'm making a speech, Mr. Preston. I don't know maybe so much about little laws like condemning, but big laws I know, Mr. Preston. Like my building is my building. You know who can tear down my building? Me. That's who. And I ain't tearing, Mr. Preston. So now you get out of my building, Mr. Preston, if you don't like the idea of getting shot by a property owner. You better stay out. I'm now counting up to three.
One. Oh, Papa, stop it.
Move a little to one side, David. You are right between me and Preston.
I'm going to faint. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mama, put your head between your knees. Papa.
My traitor.
Papa, you'd better give me that gun. Think a minute, please. Look down at your hand and see what you're holding in it. A gun, Papa. That's what it is.
I know what it is.
You were pointing it at Mr. Preston. You were threatening him with it. You actually meant to shoot him.
Well,
put your head between your knees, Mama. Oh. Papa, you might have killed him. That's what guns are for, Papa, to kill people.
More likely I'd miss.
So what difference would that make except to Mr. Preston? Papa, this is worse for me and for Mama than having your building condemned is for you. My father. A man who might kill somebody. Oh, no. Papa, give me the gun.
All right.
Now, you'd better go, Mr. Preston. You can come back tomorrow. It'll be all right by then.
I could bring charges.
Yes, I know. I know you could, but I hope you won't. You'd better go now.
Well.
Put your head between your knees, Mama.
Sammy, darling, you love it in Miami Beach.
Don't make no difference I'm loving or hating or...
Oh, Papa, you live in a little house by a beach. You can have a swim every morning before breakfast if you want it. You can do anything you like, Papa. Your time will be completely your own. It's what men work for all their lives, Papa.
I'm a delicatessen man. I want less a year loafing.
Your friend Abel Schmidt was a delicatessen man, Papa. He's doing all right down there. He likes
you. You should read what Minnie writes. Abel putters in the basement. He smokes his pipes. He clips his bushes. He's happy as a lark.
All right. I'm going to call Abel on the telephone. He should tell me himself.
By long distance?
What's to say?
Such an expense.
Mama.
Yeah, you could help me. I want to speak to Abel Schmidt. He's living in Miami Beach. Who knows from addresses? You want I should do everything. You're the long distance. I'm the delicatessen man.
He'll like it, David. I know he's going to like it when we get settled and everything.
I'm sure he will, Mama.
Hello. Am I speaking with Abel Schmidt? Abel, I'm Sam Bloom. Now, just listen, Abel. I want you to do me a favor. I want you should look around and find me a good location. I could open a delicatessen.
Sam!
Shut up. I'm a long distance. No, Abel. I'm shutting up my wife. You heard what I said. Oh, I see. It's a suitable occasion. Yes, well, I'll tell you, Abel, if I was taking on a partner, you'd be my first choice, absolutely. But I can't take on a partner. No, Abel, no. I want to have something I could leave my son, David. He could be a sole proprietor. A partnership is God already.
Thank you.
Theater 5 has presented You Can't Fight City Hall, starring Mr. Joseph Buloff. Written by Fielden Farrington, directed by Warren Somerville. Featured in the cast, Ethel Everett, Robert Hastings, and Elliot Reed. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Herman. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.